Ah yes, the decline of the music industry. I remember those great old halcyon days of the 70s and 80s, when junior record company executives would undergo initiation ceremonies carried out by the, let's call it the dark society that at that time used to run the record business. I mean, indeed they still do, but their influence has waned tremendously, I think, you know. Anyway, these ceremonies used to be carried out in these vast cavernous spaces that would be carved out at the bottom of impressive looking office blocks. They'd be done up in what I'd call a kind of a baroque satanic style. These quite long ceremonies, quite debauched. You can imagine the kind of filth and immoral acts that would take place at these places. But since the cutbacks that even those people had to endure, these ceremonies have taken on more of a prosaic kind of a perfunctionary nature. It's like comparing a wedding at a church, you know, of all the trimmings and all that, you know, to a wedding that takes place at a registry office. You know, these new affairs take place in storerooms, apparently. They just find a spare room somewhere or other, you know, even a storeroom, and just do it like in a lunch hour, you know. I've kind of found that hard to believe, but anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was at a record company, doing a bit of business. And I went past this door that was half open. I hadn't even closed the bloody door, what about that? Anyway, I went past this door. I heard some muttering in what sounded like an ancient old language, Aramaic possibly, I don't know. I couldn't resist, I poked my head round the door. Sure enough, it was a storeroom. Anyway, there were three people in there. There was an older bloke. He sort of had his back to me, it was at a bit of an angle. He had some sort of robes on. Had slightly long hair, kind of greyish kind of hair. Guessing he was probably like my age, holding this kind of satanic figurine. I mean, you know, you think that's what it's down to now. He's got this little satanic figurine. You know, and the point comes kind of they were saying, clock what was going on. I thought, is that what it's down to now? You know, those vast, kind of ornate caverns. Ooh, this underground disagreement, and you are pledging your soul to us. And and the other bloke, the younger bloke, was kneeling, and he had like a laminate sheet in his hand that he was using as a prompt, because he seemed pretty unfamiliar with the words. The older bloke, I sensed immediately, was sort of impatient, wanted to get on with things. He had a kind of impatient, irritated vibe. Now, bearing witness to all this, was this middle-aged woman. She looked like a senior secretary, a PA or something, you know, in the company. I've been told subsequently they don't use the younger girls, they don't even swear them in, you know. Anyway, they got to this point where suddenly heard him speak English, the older bloke, and it's something along the lines of, do you understand what you're entering into? You know, you're... You are giving us your soul. Lines, you duly give us your soul. You understand this sacred pact or something along them lines. The younger bloke said yes. Yes, I fully understand or something along those lines. It's got a little bit more formal than that. And that was it. The older bloke said, that's it. Bend forward then, kiss the tip of the penis. And that was it. I thought, well, better have it away a bit sharp this year. I felt a bit, you know, looking at something you shouldn't really see. And so I just sort of turned, they hadn't seen me, you know, and I crept off down the corridor, you know. Funny thing is, I just felt sort of sad, really, about it all, and I just thought, well, God, it goes to show how far down the pecking order the music game has gone, you know. You know, it's like, it's funny that we're next now, I just thought, yeah, it's all declined, you know. I mean, everything's in a state of change and flux, I know, but, yeah, sort of game's up, innit?